Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please take on. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on the safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Derek, you okay? You sound a little out of breath.
Sorry, we're having to share microphones, so I'm running back and forth because that's what you're supposed to do when you share microphones.
Is that the Geneva Convention?
Yes, every time I get the microphone back from Derek, I make him run to the other side of the graveyard and come back.
Watch the tombstones.
Yeah. Craig, why are we having to share microphones today?
Because we're too cheap to buy another one and we don't have a budget for one.
Is there another reason?
Other than that.
Oh, what, Matthew?
Other than that.
Because we have an in-studio guest.
This is Milestone Episode 75. Five.
Wait, I can help you with that.
Five. Milestone episode 75, an in-studio planning party.
Can we say before we get into all this that if you've not been on Easy WDW lately, Josh has now promoted his episodes with us, beginning with episode number 70. So we encourage you to go to Easy WDW and read the article and tell your friends. We're getting a lot of downloads from that, and we appreciate Josh. A lot of fun on those episodes, and we're glad he's telling others about it.
So should we introduce our guest or just let people wonder?
No, let's don't even talk to him.
I'm not going to enjoy this, am I?
No, sharing a mic.
We do have a good friend of ours. Andrew is in the graveyard. Old friend from high school, fellow classmate of mine. He has made the long trip down. He lives far, far away. And we are glad that Andrew is here with us. Andrew, how's it going?
Going great, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to plan a trip with you guys.
Andrew, tell us a little about yourself first as far as your Disney experience.
So my family, I've got family in Orlando. Dad grew up there, still have an aunt that lives there. And so we spent a lot of time as a kid in the area. Orlando is a place where we have spent many, many vacations. So we spent a lot of time at Disney as a child, but I haven't been back since I was 15 years old, so it's been a while since I've been there.
So what brings you into the graveyard tonight?
So we have a trip planned for the week of Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
This year, so we're excited about that coming up.
What are you
coming
saying?
Up soon?
Thanks what?
I think he means Thanksgiving, Derek.
I don't think that's what he meant at all.
Well, he said Thanksgiving, and Derek, you grimaced. Why is that?
That's going to be a great trip.
I'm looking forward
That's
to
That's all I'm saying.
I'm looking forward to the cranberry sauce award being handed
Can
out.
Can of honor.
Yes.
So, Andrew, tell us, let's start a little bit. By the way, listeners, this is a big deal because this is for the first time we're actually planning a guest trip while on air. I'm sorry, I'm shouting in the microphone, Derek.
You're excited.
I'm very excited because this is, we're planning in real time now.
And we hope to, after this, we have another guest that we'll do this through on down the road too. So
Andrew is our guinea pig today.
Yes.
He was so gracious enough to, he didn't want to call in. He made the drive and he is here with us. We had to get him some clearance to get in here. You know, not everybody can just wander in here.
Right. Past the guard dogs and the guards. And
I think the paparazzi have gotten smart and I think they live in the trees now too.
Yeah. So how are we going to get this started here? What's our plan to get?
Well, we're going to start. We're going to get the details of Andrew's trip. Now, Andrew, what dates are your trip exactly?
So we're flying out on the 20th of November, so a Tuesday, and then we will be in the parks the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. So that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we will fly back on Saturday.
Thanksgiving.
So yes, we will be spending Thanksgiving.
So who is going with you? What are the ages? Tell us about that.
So it'll be me, my wife, we're both low 30s, and then our daughter Emma will be traveling with us. She is 3.5.
And Emma's first time in Magic Kingdom,
This
correct?
Will be Emma's first time in the Magic Kingdom. It'll be her first trip down, so we're really excited for
how
that.
Many days are we out right now from that, Matthews?
Today is Monday. September the 17th. So they are almost exactly 2 months out, which is why this episode is important, because Derek, we have to help him figure out what fast passes he wants.
So, exactly right. Our fast passes, we're able to book those on the 21st, so next Friday.
Wow.
So tell us a little bit, how many days, what days will you be in what parks? Because we know you've gotten some dining reservations. Well, first of all, tell us what hotel are you planning to stay in? What days are you going to spend in which parks? And we'll go from there.
And you said you're flying, right?
We are, yes, okay. We're flying.
Okay.
So we have the Southwest card, so we've used rewards points. So one of the One Direction, our flights are free. Coming back, we had to pay a little bit.
Can I stop right there just for a second?
You say you're going to see One Direction? Yes.
Can we not get Southwest to sponsor this? I mean, we have given them so much money. I mean, we probably have put Southwest on the map.
They gave me a swag bag for having a 1988 penny a couple months ago. So
you have not shared with the rest of the guys.
Well, it was a T-shirt and a drawstring bag that's already broke.
And I think Derek got new luggage, didn't you? Aren't you the
one? Yeah, because they broke it. But they did take away the in-flight peanuts, too.
Oh, it's because somebody's allergic?
I think they did that company-wide. Every flight ever.
Sorry, Andrew. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Sorry.
We've given Southwest so much business.
We go on tangents.
Yes.
So our plan, we're going to stay at Pop Century. We get in, like I said, on the 20th on a Tuesday night. Tuesday afternoon. Not planning to do anything at the parks on Tuesday. And then our plan currently is to go to the Magic Kingdom on Wednesday the 21st. Animal Kingdom on Thursday the 22nd, and then back to the Magic Kingdom on Friday the 23rd.
So no Hollywood Studios?
No Hollywood Studios, no Epcot.
And no Epcot.
I contemplated on Epcot and Hollywood Studios just because Emma loves Frozen, but we decided to shy away from those and stick with Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom.
What made you choose Pop?
Well, some of it was availability. We decided to go on this trip probably early to mid-June, and we looked at Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter. Neither of those had enough availability to get us in, so it was either going up to the higher level resorts or down to Pop, and I liked what I heard from you guys about Pop, and I texted back and forth with Matthew a little bit and decided that Pop was what would fit our budget, fit our need for the trip.
I do enjoy Pop. Pop is a very good first stay, I believe. I mean, you're not gonna get spoiled or anything, but it's a quality resort at the same time with stuff that your child will enjoy and decent food court.
Dedicated bus service. That's a huge for us.
I mean, it's by far the best.
And it's got a great layout. The pool's nice. That Matthew, I'm surprised he didn't just say that. But, I mean, all the way around, it's a great, great place. Like Derek said, especially for your first stay at Disney.
Did Park Hopper?
No, Park Hopper.
I didn't say anything because I didn't have the microphone.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
But, yes, it has a wonderful pool. So, you're staying at Pop Century. You're going to Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom. Tell us about the dining reservations that you currently have in place.
It's called the dining plan, right?
We are not doing the dining plan.
Oh, boy. That a boy.
We're staying away from the dining plan. I have two people in my group that don't eat a lot. I eat a lot.
Can I guess who those? Okay, I was going to say, can I guess who those two were?
Yeah, so we chose to go away from that. So our dining reservations that we've got right now, nothing on the 21st. The things that we were interested in, we just weren't available. I wanted to go with character dining for Emma, so we went based on y'all's recommendations. We went on the 22nd. We're having lunch 11:25 at Tusker House. In the Animal Kingdom, and then on the 23rd at the Magic Kingdom that Friday, I've got two reservations. Don't know if we'll use both of them. We have a reservation at Ohana for 11:40, so I guess we'd be coming back out of the park at that point for a little afternoon break. And then I found this morning on the website, was digging around this morning getting ready for this, and found an 8:50 at the Crystal Palace that night. So we plan on using one of those two, just not quite sure which one yet.
What would you do, Matt?
Andrew and I have texted throughout the past several months, and I kind of advised him to try that Ohana breakfast. Magic Kingdom is going to be crazy both days that you'll be there. And that's why we're helping you plan to prove that you can still have a good time. But the one time we did the Ohana breakfast, it was around 11:40, 11:45. And it does give you a good break to get out of the madness of the Magic Kingdom. And honestly, it'll probably open. What time does Magic Kingdom open that day? Do we know?
So I actually looked all this stuff up this morning. There are extra magic hours on both days that will be in the Magic Kingdom. That day, it'll open at 8. So 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday.
So if it's starting at 8, that gives you, if you're there for rope drop, which I think you probably will be, that gives you 3.5 hours of touring. And by that time, you'll be ready for a little break.
I'm sorry. I'm just enjoying watching Derek's face whenever Andrew says his schedule a while ago with Thanksgiving week, and now with extra magic hours, Derek looks like he's in pain. It looks like somebody just punched him in the gut.
Derek, you got to go when you can go, man.
not exciting for our trip right now. I was hoping for a little more excitement.
If it was up to Derek, like this place would just be a breeding ground for negativity and anger.
No, I was worried about actually if he had early risers. I'm worried about them being able to get up early, make effective use of them.
I don't think we'll have a problem with me and Emma, my 3.5-year-old. I think it's the other person in our party that we might have an issue with our rope drop schedule. But you know, we're in the greatest place on earth, or the happiest place on earth.
And for those,
we got to make that happen
for those few days. Yeah, you can. Again, like we always stress, this is a trip, not a vacation. So it'll be worth it. And for your daughter, I mean, you really want to get up and enjoy as much as you can every day. So that'll be awesome. And with our plan and with your planning, I think you'll be fine and enjoy every moment of it.
Yeah, I think you'll really like the Ohana breakfast. Just seeing the Polynesian resort is a neat experience. So you want to just jump right into his itinerary here?
Yeah,
and we'll walk him through step by step, day by day.
We can add some of those things. Yeah, that'd be good.
That was a good show. Step by step.
Step by step.
Okay, so you're rope dropping Magic Kingdom on Wednesday. Your first day there. This is your first experience. You want it to get off to a good start, guys. What time does he need to be at the bus stop at Pop Century?
Well, now you can check. Now, it's not, we found from our recent trip, it's not exactly accurate, but you can actually check from your app what time the bus will be there, just so you don't miss the bus or you get there and have to wait a little bit longer for the bus. Go ahead, Derek.
I would just give it an ish scale.
That's what I'm saying. It's extra.
Because it's more than likely going to get moved back.
Right. But at that time of the morning, maybe not.
But, you know, it really shouldn't be any earlier than what it says on that app. So usually buses will typically start running around 6:30.
Park opens at 9, so you want to leave probably by...
I know it's going to be hard with a 3.5-year-old to wait. In order to be in the front of everybody inside the park, you have to be in front of everybody outside the park. So that means you have to be there by probably 7:45 or 8 o'clock.
So you think he needs to be at the park an hour before it opens?
Because it's a holiday. If it were not a holiday week, I would say 30 to 45 minutes would be safe.
And here's the thing, Andrew. And again, I see people do this all the time. What I would suggest is you go stand in the spot and let your wife and daughter enjoy the main street.
I think a lot of it, though, too, given how Magic Kingdom opens now, it opens an hour before. A lot of it depends on where you're going first.
Right, right. So but still, his wife and daughter still want to go and enjoy, and that way the 3-year-old's not standing there waiting for an hour at whichever, you know, wherever they're going. Mm-hmm. And people allow that. I mean, that's not, especially, it'd probably be better for them to do that than you, because you wonder if there are people who are going to grumble, but your wife and daughter, they're going to say a whole lot.
I mean, and we're going to help advise him in this, but if you're not going to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Peter Pan's Flight first, I don't know if it's that necessary to get there that early.
That's true.
So
where are we headed first then?
Well, I guess we should have started with this. I think we should start with kind of what he would like to do and let that tell us what time we need to get there.
One thing I would do, Andrew, leading up to the days prior to your trip, keep checking the app to see if they change the opening times. Because I like to look back at historic times. Last year on the day before Thanksgiving, Magic Kingdom opened at 8 a.m. Disney does that a lot more than they used to, is they change the opening hours. Last year opened at 8 and they had extra magic hours in the evening until 2 a.m. So that would be something just to keep an eye on. So what do you want to accomplish?
So I guess the biggest thing for us is I want to get as much done early in the day for Emma, because my plan would be this each day is probably to rope drop each of the parks, get as much done before we head to lunch, come back as a family, take a nap, hit the parks again, and then my plan looking at the closing times would be to get the girls back in bed, and then me to go have some time in the parks by myself.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. So that's kind of our mindset right now. I don't really have much of a plan otherwise. That's kind of what I was going to lean on you guys for, since I haven't been in the park in 16 years. I don't even know where to really begin.
What I would ask is, how do you feel about Rider Swap? Are you looking to do maybe a few things that you and your wife would enjoy, or are you looking to focus all on Emma?
I would say we would be open to some rider swap. I'm not sure if my wife is much of a thrill ride type person. So probably my initial plan would have been to spend the morning time making sure Emma's getting the things that she wants to do in and that we would like to see her do. And then maybe using that afternoon time and the evening, late evening time to get the rides in that I want to do.
That being said, are there any, do you have any certain attractions that stand out to you, like, we have to do this, want to make sure we get this done? Have you looked at the park maps at all?
Yeah, we've checked out the park maps, kind of know, and that was one of the questions I asked early in the process, was how do we even attack a day at the Magic Kingdom when we know there's going to be so many people there? Emma is big into the princesses, loves the princesses. We want to do all of the things where we can get her into those areas. You know, she's a little bit timid. She doesn't love loud noises, probably doesn't love the fast rides. So we would be sticking with the things that I think she could handle.
Just hearing that, I would probably that would take out all of Frontierland. And, well, you could do Country Bear, I guess.
We've got to do Country Bear.
Space Mountain.
And Adventureland. I probably wouldn't do Pirates because it's kind of loud. And it can be scary. Boone, it's dark, and Boone will grab onto me during that ride. And he's not typically scared of stuff. So I can't imagine what it would be like if a child was kind of scared of
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
I think the first day, too, would be a big learning experience. Just to see what, I would say go ahead and do Pirates, just to see how she responds to that, and that'll kind of give you a good indication about other things in the trip ahead.
I would probably do Pirates over Haunted Mansion as an introductory, just to see, like you're saying. I think I'd rather introduce her to Pirates that way than to do Haunted with that introductory scene of the stretching room, and it's kind of spooky and...
Okay, so here's what I've gathered then. He needs to do rope drop to Fantasyland. Not going to Mine Train, but going to everything else.
I would say, and this is what I was thinking, is, yeah, if you go to Mine Train...
You rope drop in a pan,
yeah,
is what you rope drop.
Well, I don't know if you do that. I think if I was Andrew, this just, and I've done this before with the little one, I would probably rope drop Princess Fairy Tale Hall.
There you go. I didn't think about that.
It's right behind the castle. There's, on one side, you've got Tiana and Rapunzel. I think on the other side, you've got Cinderella and Elena. But if you get there, there's not a lot of people going there at rope drop. It's a very easy experience. You can meet both sides of characters in less than 15 minutes. And it's also going to give you a good indication of how she does with characters right off the bat. So if she really likes meeting Tiana and Rapunzel, then you can just hop right back in line and meet the other two. If she doesn't, you move on from there, and maybe you don't emphasize princesses as much the rest of the trip. What do you guys think?
Well, what
about
an
that?
Awesome way to start her experience with Magic Kingdom is with the princesses. I think that's awesome.
Thank you, Craig.
That's a great way to start.
Why don't we just try to talk him through his first hour or so?
Okay.
And then we'll try to figure out his fast pass. Does that sound good, Andrew?
Sounds great.
I think he can just go back and refer to our first 2 hours at Magic Kingdom, but
probably
we'll help him anyway.
Yes. This is Andrew here. He's in studio. We're going to help him out.
Okay.
So, guys, would you suggest starting elsewhere?
No.
Or so?
Not from what we broke down a while ago. I don't think so. What do you think, Derek? I think that we go with Fantasyland because you're taking stuff out of all the other areas. So I think you're going to hit this one
knock out what all you need to, and then that's done for the day.
Right. I think you hit fantasy land early, and you're able, like you said, to do quite a bit.
And we've mentioned this other shows. I think taking fantasy land out of the equation that early, it makes for a whole lot smoother day, because you'll notice by that afternoon, fantasy land is just so congested, and that's where everybody is. I mean, but you can do Pan, you can do Peter, you can do Pooh, you can do It's a Small World, you can do the carousel, and even maybe even go over and do Enchanted Tales of Belle. Yeah.
Other than Mine Train and Peter Pan, a lot of stuff in Fantasyland isn't going to build lines that quickly. So I'd hit up the princesses first. I'd probably then go to Pooh because it's right there next to it, and it'll build lines a little quicker. Go on down maybe and do Dumbo, Barnstormer to see how she does on a roller coaster, because she'll be tall enough for that. Maybe Little Mermaid. And I guess we're looking at maybe setting up his Peter Pan Fast Pass from that 9 to 10 a.m., 9:30, 10:30 a.m.
I think so.
And really try to do as much as you can in Fantasyland prior to that using it at Peter Pan. Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but if it opens at 8 a.m., which I really do think they'll move it up to that, I think it's realistic to think that by 9:30 he could do both Princess Meets, Winnie the Pooh, Dumbo, Barnstormer, Voyage of the Little Mermaid, It's a Small World, maybe even the teacups.
And that's,
you think that's doable, Derek?
I would think so. And like you said, you could do Pan as your first Fast Pass. My second Fast Pass would probably be Enchanted Tales of Belle, just because it's on that week, it's going to be one of those that hits 30 or 45 minutes pretty easy, I think.
So we're saying that his first Fast Pass, Peter Pan's Flight, Enchanted Tales of Belle. Those are the first two, correct?
Right, right.
I agree.
I think so, too. And if you look about how much you've already knocked out right there in the middle of the park, so then you've kind of opened to go other side of the park. Country Bear Jamboree up until 11 anyway. So where are we going to go from after Fantasyland and right there with the whole area back there with Belle and all that? Where are we going from there?
I would head toward the Liberty Square Frontierland area.
So what time are we looking at right here? Probably around 10-ish, 10:30, 11?
You're getting close to lunch. Now, one thing, Andrew, that we would advise you to do is try to use all three of your fast passes before you stop to eat lunch. Mm-hmm. That way you can go ahead and be booking an extra fast pass. Now, are you familiar with the whole rolling fast pass system?
Yes. Yes. It's incredibly important to my party, the other adult in my party, that we are not waiting very often and that we are not in a situation where we are in large, large crowds. So we're definitely going to be leaning heavily on the fast pass system.
Yeah. And just so you know, just be forewarned, there will be times where it's going to feel chaotic. You're going to feel pressed with all the people. But you can still do that. You'll feel that mostly walking from point A to point B. I don't think you're going to, if you follow some planning advice that we have here, I don't think you'll be stuck in a lot of long lines.
It's like they always say, when you wait in line, it makes you want to whine. And that, I mean, that's all over the place.
I think they say light a candle while in line.
No, I don't think they say that at all.
So the fire burns brighter.
Hey, one thing though, for in all seriousness, Peter Pan waiting in the queue is not that bad for a 3-year-old because they've got a lot of interaction stuff. I mean, again, we don't want, as I say, we sound like other podcasts, but there are a few, if you have to wait in line, there are choice ones to wait in line, but we've already encouraged you to get a fast pass for Pan, so you won't be in that line. We're going over to Liberty Square.
I mean, that's what I would do. I think.
What are we going to do in Liberty Square besides Country Bear?
Why don't we each share what we would pick as our third and final fast pass for Andrew and his party? Derek, we'll start with you.
So we're talking about before lunch.
Yes.
So the third fast pass, I would go Small World, I think. Just because if you're on that side of Fantasyland and fixing to head to Frontierland, why wait on the ride you're going to... If you're going to ride Small World anyway, which I would imagine with a 3-year-old, you're gonna want to. Why not just go in and do a fast pass?
Yeah.
And what I would do is I would start at Princesses and work my way around systematically through Fantasyland and finish up.
At Dumbo.
No.
Okay.
What did I say?
At Small World.
At Small World, absolutely.
Derek's got short-term memory.
I do.
I'm sorry.
Like, Sorry, I've got gas tonight.
And that was kind of my thing I said earlier. I would start and work my way around and work my way down to Dumbo and Barnstormer and then work my way out to Teacups and then work my way out towards the Speedway. That's just how I work my mind.
Okay.
Just kind of working around.
What will
Philhar Magic.
Andrew, we'll each come up with a plan, and you can pick which one you prefer.
I don't think that's good.
Now, don't make me choose. Don't make me choose.
We've gone through a lot of stuff. Do you have any questions so far as we plan in real time here?
No, I think your ideas so far really, really fit what we're looking to do. So,
and here's the main thing. We're going to set your fast passes up, but the main thing is rope drop to Fantasyland. That's the key.
Yes, that's the.
And everybody's going to be running by you and racing by you to go to Mine Train. And that's where everybody's going to be going. So you're actually going to be going away from the crowds anyway. So is it still necessary for him to get there that early?
I would suggest getting to the Pop Bus Stop about an hour and 15 minutes before opening, either 6:45 or 7:45. And something else we kind of overlooked that I think Emma would certainly like, that you all would like to kind of start your trip, is that opening show on the castle.
Right.
I think we all agreed that the old train show was better, but it brings Mickey out and a bunch of the princesses. It's like a 5-minute show, and you're able to sit there in front of the castle and watch that and not have to, like, if you were going to Mine Train, you couldn't see it very well. So enjoy that show. It'll be a great start to your day, and then just kind of take your time and go meet
the
princesses.
And here's the thing, too, Andrew, to understand. You getting there, whether it's an hour, 45 minutes, whatever, before they actually open up, you're still way ahead of a whole lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people still in bed. A lot of people won't be there for another hour or two. So you're still way ahead of those. And you've got all of Main Street to enjoy. You've got all of Main Street to look at some of the shops and do, since you're there that early, and it's not going to be that crowded. So enjoy that aspect of it. Because, again, if you were going to Mine Train and that was your idea, then we would say, hey, you need to go up the front line and go up there. But since you're just going to the Princesses, I don't think it's a get front line and fight for it. I just don't. I think you take your time, enjoy Main Street, enjoy the show, and then head to the Princess as soon as they drop that rope.
So, guys, we're starting to run a little bit long here. Why don't we each share? So you said It's a Small World. Craig, what would you use as the final Fast Pass that day?
So we've got Pan and Belle.
Pan and Enchanted Tales of Belle. Derek said It's a Small World.
I guess I would do that, too. I do. And like Derek said, go ahead and just – that way you know that. I mean, it's not going to be a very big wait anyway. But that way, you've already got that. That's what I think. I'd go with Derek on that. What about you, Matthew?
I'm going a completely different direction. I'm going to say Jungle Cruise. I think it's a good one in Adventureland. That's not going to be scary.
Are you going to get to that all the way before lunch, though?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've each, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
It's just another. It's a good boat ride. It's going to have a. By the time you get to 10 a.m., it'll have an hour long wait.
Matthew's planning to use, and again, this isn't a knock on Matthew. It's just the way we do differently, the way we see things differently. Matthew is one that will go from place to place to get. Derek and I more like to stay in one area and work.
As Derek said, I'll just run in circles.
That's how I like. I'm a systematic kind of person. I like just kind of check things off as I go rather than move all apart. But I mean, to each their own, and both of them are great plans. So okay, now he's going to lunch. Where is he going?
Well, that'll be our next thing. Where would you pick to go to lunch? I'm going to say Columbia Harbor House, because in my mind's eye, it's on that side of the park. It's got great food, great seating. And let's also make sure we mention mobile ordering. I'm going to say Columbia Harbor House. What about you, Craig?
What kind of meal are you looking for here? I mean, what are you thinking the family would enjoy?
Yeah, I mean, Emma's not specifically super picky, but she does enjoy her basics, macaroni and cheese. She loves pizza, but we can generally find a way for her to eat anywhere. I'm the one that I'm worried about eating wise. I want to make sure I'm getting the best meals possible, following Derek's guide of the best places to find some food. So
what did you do this morning for breakfast on this day?
So this morning for breakfast, we've got no plans so far. Now my wife is a penny pincher, so we'll probably be doing something at the hotel. Something at the resort.
Like a pop before you leave.
Yeah, pop
okay.
before.
That's a good
maybe,
idea.
Maybe carrying some things with us to eat there. Maybe some snacks along the way.
You're going to be there for 4 days, correct?
We are. Okay. 20th through the 24th.
We would suggest along those lines, too. I hate to jump back to the start, but even some Garden Grocer or somewhere like that where you can get some stuff dropped there, your water bottles, especially since you're not doing the dining plan. Get some water bottles because you can carry those in the park with you. Get some Pop-Tarts, get some things that you know you can snack on. saves you a lot of money right there, and saves you even from going to Pop. So that'd be a suggestion I have. So there's your the reason I say about breakfast is how big a lunch you need. Well, if you're just doing that for breakfast, well, we probably gonna need a Harbor House. I'm trying to think of where else I would go besides Harbor House. It's always a good go-to. Pecos Bills, if you're looking for kind of like tacos or nachos, those type of things. Matthew mentioned Pinocchio's Village House earlier. That's pizza and those type of things. Cosmic Rays, you can go over to Cosmic Rays and find you some burgers. One of those choices would be mine. I mean, because you got your burgers, you got Mexican type meal, you've got fish and chips type meal, you got pizza. So there's four food groups.
Four food groups. I would lean towards an inside spot, just to kind of get away from the craziness. So I would lean towards, if you enjoy seafood, Columbia Harbor House, but it's not great. But it's inside. Pinocchio Village House is still in the Fantasyland area, and you can get flatbreads, pizza type food, salads, and they're good. They're not great, but again, you're inside. And kind of out. I wouldn't recommend Casey's. I love Casey's, but you're right in the middle of the hub with everybody running around. And so I would recommend, just as long as you can get inside, I think you're going to enjoy it better. And that, who knows what temperatures are like in November. It could be, it could be 60s. It could be 80s still. Who knows?
So. Yeah, I definitely think getting away from the crowds, getting inside is probably a direction that we'll try to get to, just for a little relief.
Now, are you planning to stay at the park all day, or are you going back for a nap? Or
no, we are definitely still nappers, so we'll be exiting probably for, I would say, at a minimum 2 to 3 hours, yeah. and then getting back in.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, I wouldn't stay too long after lunch. Maybe try to find a fast pass, maybe at a Magic Carpets or something that'll have a lot of availability. So as soon as you're done with your lunch, you can go use that fast pass, maybe see Country Bear Jamboree or something like that, and then head out. And then you can come back at night for the fireworks and the evening entertainment. What would you advise him to do at Magic Kingdom in the evening?
What time are we looking at?
No, I'd say let's say 5 or 6.
Okay.
Let's five say or six. He leaves about 1 by the time they make it back. Because, you know, transportation all. What would you advise Andrew to do that night?
I think I would come in and go over to Tomorrowland and look at Space Ranger Spin. I would try to do. Of course, the thing we need to look at right here too is more fast passes, which he should have gotten before we left the park after lunch. And if he could have got, you know, Space Ranger Spin, that would be good at that point. And then he can work his way around. Again, you want to know what time the parades are and know what time the fireworks are, and keep an eye for those for that day. And then if you check those off, then that way you're in pretty good shape for Friday when you come back. You don't have to necessarily see all that again unless you want to, because you've already done that. Guys?
Hey, we're still here. Hey.
What would you do differently? Would you head in a different direction? Because you've done everything in Fantasyland.
Right,
area.
Pretty much everything in Fantasyland. Like you, I'd look for a fast pass in one of the other sides, like you said, either Buzz or Jungle Cruise if you didn't do it earlier. I think Jungle Cruise in the about sunset is great. It's going to be a little late for that. I think by the time you come in from a nap, it may be close to sunset by then. But TTA,
yes.
Even if that line looks really long, it's not going to be more than a 10-minute wait. Well worth the ride. There's a few dark spots, dark places in that ride, but it's not, nothing's trying to scare you or anything. So I don't think that would be too scary for Emma.
And let me also say, before you left after lunch, not before lunch, but after you eat lunch, I would do Country Bear Jamboree and go ahead and check that off and before you left to go back and rest. I'd do that, then go back and rest. That way you already got that done. And again, we got to keep in mind, you're coming back again Friday, so you don't have to do everything.
Yeah, that is what's good about how you have this planned, is obviously you do want to spend most of your time in Magic Kingdom. And understand that whatever plan we give you, it's not going to go according to that plan. Rides will break down. Wait times. Well, hey, I do want to say, I meant to mention this. Andrew does have his note cards.
Yes.
I'm very proud of Andrew.
I'm in the Matthew camp on the note
cards. Just be sure, if you ride Space Mountain, you don't put the bag where it can go out in those two spots.
Yes. Just keep that bag strapped around your leg. I would say you want to see Happily Ever After, which is the fireworks spectacular.
Definitely.
I don't know what time it's scheduled to start, but guys, I would suggest, Andrew, now this may sound bad, finding a spot an hour and a half to an hour and 15 minutes before the fireworks if he really wants to see them from a good spot.
Where are we wanting him to set up?
I go to Josh's advice. I think ideally right there at Casey's Corner at the kind of end of Main Street is a good place. But this show has so many projections on the castle, you may even want to get closer to the partner statue, the Walton Mickey statue. But I think for those spots, you're probably looking at an hour and 15 minutes minimum.
If he does go that early, I would recommend packing some kind of small gift or something for Emma. Maybe a cheap dollar store bubble gun. Not a bubble gun, but maybe something to make bubbles or something. Or some kind of toy to keep her. I know Boone's really into his tablet now for some reason. And dear goodness. Always.
Because again, you're talking about sitting on the curb with a 3-year-old for
right.
an hour.
And maybe you or your wife go and get ice cream.
Yeah.
For maybe snack and get a couple of snacks that you haven't.
But do that had. As soon as you get there, because if again from experience, if you do that and try to do that 5 or 10 minutes before the show starts, you'll never get back to them.
Yeah, after I'd say at the 25 to 30 minute mark, y'all all need to stay
do not move
the whole time.
Yeah. Especially for this week.
It's now that will be when you feel the crowds. Yeah. Just trying to see Happily Ever After, but it's worth it.
And don't pick be sure you're very aware of where the walking places are, because they will move you when you can't sit in certain places. So I think that's a great plan for the first date, Mr. Dotson. What do you think?
I think we've done well, guys. Andrew, do you have any questions that sound okay to you?
No, sounds great. I really appreciate the advice.
His head is spinning.
Well, yeah, I've been feverishly taking notes over here, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to re-listen to this podcast.
We have to get you some
five
more
to six times.
Get you some more note cards.
Well, we will try to come back and finish this trip up on Thursday. But right now, it's time for a segment we like to call Grim.
You have to share that grinning greatness with Greer.
Yes, thank you, Craig.
It's a
greatness with Andrew Greer.
Yes.
Well, guys, do we have a question today? We do have a guest here in the audience.
What would we recommend for? We've talked about snacks. I know we've given our list of 40 snacks, and we've probably given our top snack. But what snack would we recommend for him to try pre fireworks show?
Go ahead.
Me, I would. I'm going to recommend the pineapple upside down cake with the Dole Whip. The Dole Whip upside down, I don't know. It's all, it's cake, pineapple ice cream at Aloha Isle in Adventureland.
You know, I would say that Derek said that, so I would almost say the key lime, Peter Pan over in.
Key lime pie.
Yep. Over in.
Float.
Float over in Fantasyland. But since Derek said that, I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm looking for something the whole family can nibble on, so I'm probably looking at a funnel cake or a waffle, something along those lines. I'm trying to think, where funnel cakes, can't you get
Sleepy
one?
Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I guess I'm thinking Derek took my favorite, which is the pineapple upside down cake with the Dole Whip soft serve. I'm thinking you're going to be on Main Street, so you... I guess I'm thinking in that proximity.
Starbucks.
No, absolutely not. Never. I am thinking, because it does mobile ordering and because it's close, I'm going to go to Casey's. Again, I don't know what your family likes, but I'm going to get a big old foot-long macaroni and cheese hot dog that the whole family can share and snack on, because it is delightful. And you can mobile order it and pick it up without a wait.
In 100 degrees.
It's not going to be 100 degrees at night on Thanksgiving Eve.
I'd get some turkey and dressing.
I mean, any idea that I've offered to you, like, oh, no, that's terrible. I'd never do that. You know,
lots of tension in the graveyard.
I would get some turkey and dressing from over it.
You would go to Liberty Tree.
Liberty Tree.
That's not a snack.
Oh.
This is like the whole kitchen sink fiasco again. Yeah, I'd have a full buffet dinner.
Hey, I wonder if they eventually do mobile ordering where they bring it to you. Now, can you imagine in the parade or in the fireworks sitting out there and they're bringing you food?
Now, hey, there'd be a place to eat on Thanksgiving weekend, Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yep. Yep.
Well, good question, Derek.
Okay.
So, guys, that'll do it. Andrew, thank you for stopping in. We look forward to seeing you again on Thursday.
Thank you, guys. I'm excited to make the drive back down.
We don't know if we've helped him out at all, but we've given him a lot to think about.
When he says drive it down, that means he's not coming back.
Exactly. Listeners, we thank you so much for your support of the show. Do you have questions? Do you need help planning your next Walt Disney World vacation? Feel free to drop us a line. You can write us, send it via carrier pigeon. I believe we've got one of those circulating through Middle Tennessee right now. No, we don't. We just email us or contact us on Facebook. We better wrap this up. As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts
and hurry back.